This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
On your mind, we're live on location today at the Dairy Queen in Moorhead, Minnesota, where they invented the Dilly Bar. The owner of this Dairy Queen invented the Dilly Bar. I don't know. It's kind of a tough one. Buster Bar or Dilly Bar or Blizzard? What's your go-to? I had mango pineapple smoothie for breakfast this morning. That's fantastic. But all the proceeds from Blizzards today. If you got a suggestion for the best Blizzard, whether it's, you know, the drumstick Blizzard or the Girl Scout Thin Mint Blizzard or Turtle Pecan Cluster. Of course, there's always the Heath Bar, the Butterfinger, the M&M's, the Snickers, the Reese's, and the Oreo. The Oreo's kind of the staple. I haven't decided yet, but I'm going to have one before we're done today. The upside down one, the Royal Blizzard one, where they give you and then they put it upside down. It's got the little fudge in it. That's pretty good, too. All of those. You buy one today, the proceeds go to Sanford Children's Hospital and the Children's Miracle Network. What's not to love? Dairy Queen in Crookston, Dairy Queen in Moorhead. Just opened up minutes ago. They go till 10 tonight, and there's already folks here, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60-year-old folks and above. Everybody loves Dairy Queen, so come see us today. We're brought to you on What's on Your Mind by our friends at Newsmax, and they're talking about the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. And every night this week, a guy by the name of Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders, AOC, Bernie Sanders, and others. Joe Biden's spending programs already costing you trillions because inflation is soaring. Do the math. If you care about your money, you got to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. 9 Central, find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot of money. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. Well, I think, Kevin, there's one or two that are missing. I said all major cable systems, but what's that one that starts with an M and ends with an O?
Midco? What that is. That would be Midco, yeah.
Yeah. Sparklight, that used to be Cable One. Come on. They continue to ban Newsmax, and they got liberal channels on by the dozen. If you're an operator like Medco and you're a subscriber of an operator like Medco and they don't carry, just call them and tell them, you know, I'd like Newsmax so I can switch. Also find out if you go to your streaming system, I have that now, Roku. It's so great. Trust me, you go buy a little tiny box at the hardware store, and it's Roku, and you go home and you hook it up it hooks up to your Wi-Fi. It's simple. It's easy. They give you easy instructions. Then you got it free. And you got lots of choices, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And there's also the Newsmax app on your phone. If you got a smartphone, watch it anywhere. I watch Newsmax because it's news we can trust. To your calls on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. Tell me whether I should have a Dilly Bar or a Buster Bar after I have the Blizzard. Dilly Bar or Buster Bar, what's better? This hour by text at 701-367-2054, or Super Producer Chris is taking your text at 352-8661 from our Mayville Bureau today, and I will text you after the show and say, what would you like for my pillow? We had a prize yesterday, and a winner. We've yet to tell they won, but I've got the winner picked out from a text yesterday from a 20-something. How about that? 20-somethings are listening to talk radio. I think your kids, Kent Busick, are among the 20-somethings that listen to talk radio.
Yeah, they do, and they podcast, but they podcast the good stuff. They Charlie Kirk, they listen to Robbins, Van Camp, and Markley. They're actually from Portland.
You're a big fan of Clay Travis.
Travis,
right?
Yep, and I'm trying to get used to him and Buck Sexton. It's just a different approach. I mean, I was used to Clay from the sports side, but you know, he's very good. So
he made his mark on the conservative side by ripping on the NFL and the NBA and all the kneelers, right?
That, you know, it started with that, and then you know, his agenda changed a lot with COVID because he didn't have any sports for 6 months. So then he became you know, keep the country open. The kids should be going to school. So he took that approach, and you know, it went very well for him.
If you have a question or comment for the tax man today, Ken has agreed to stay on here a little bit longer. Why am I getting a check in the mail that says something like child tax credit advance? I forget what it says, but I'm like to my wife, what is this for? I don't get it. And then somebody called yesterday and said, well, what it's for is they're going to reduce whatever you were going to get back or, you know, increase your liability next year. Is that right?
Yes and no. So what they did is they took the child tax credit and raised it from $2,000 to $3,000 per child. They're between the ages 6 and 17. And then, so the credit went up, but then what they started doing July 15th is sending 1/12 of the $3,000 to you every month.
Oh my.
So what you're going to do, or what's going to happen, is you're going to get $250 checks per child if they're the age between 6 and 17.
Well, mine's 18. Are they going by last year's?
So what's going to happen?
18 in May.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is you're going to have to pay that back because you got too much. But that's a different set of issues. What they're doing is basically advancing that $3,000 to you with monthly payments. And at the end of the day, you would get, if all things being equal, you would get a little bit smaller refund next spring. But you're getting the money in advance today.
Why?
Well, my thought is it gives 20 million people or 20 million households a check every month from the government. So is that kind of the philosophy that they've taken, that, you know, we've had three stimulus checks from the government. This is just another way to get people used to having government checks.
Get the hooks into you.
That's right.
I'll go buy something with that, right?
Exactly, and just getting used to the monthly checks.
Monthly checks. I had no idea that's what it was.
So again, if you've got four kids, I mean, you're going to get $1,000 a month, which, again, is going to reduce the amount that would be on your tax return next spring. So that's what's going to be interesting.
So it's not free money. It's going to be part of your tax.
It goes on your tax return, and it's going to be confusing because people are going to wonder why their refund's going to be smaller next spring. And then this is going to be, you know, this is just my commentary here. Are they going to come in and say, well, we'll give you what you were shorted anyway? So again, will there be initial give back next spring?
Oh, I got. They'll certainly try that.
There'll be something like that.
Did you tell me though, in what you just said, that the child tax credit is different than it has been?
Yes, it went up from $2,000 to $3,000 per child if they're between the ages of 6 and 17. A child under the age of 6, it went to $3,600.
So our youngest, as I said, is 18. She turned 18 in May of this year. So I shouldn't be getting this?
Well, what will happen is, there'll be a calculation, and I think she was only eligible for a $500 credit. You'll get $1,500 between the end of the year. You know, you'll have to pay back $1,000 of that.
How confusing. I don't want it.
Well, and again, there is, for the people that don't want to get the monthly checks, if they want to just be like they were previously, get their entire refund with their tax refund, you can opt out of that. You can opt out of the monthly payment. If you go to the IRS.gov website, there's that opportunity. So in that particular case, if you don't take the monthly checks, your refund would be larger next year.
Let's take DJ in Moorhead. And by the way, everybody get a child tax credit regardless of income?
No, it's under a married filing joint. It's under $150,000. It's a big shout-out for those two Newfoundlands that are here having ice cream.
Is that a Funland?
No, Newfoundlands.
Newfoundlands. They're beautiful dogs. Just took a picture. DJ in Moorhead, go ahead. Good question for Kent Busick, the tax man from Busick & Associates.
Oh, I didn't really have a question for him. My question was to raise some money for the Great Plains Food Bank. And I'd like
to... Well, there you go. There's a worthy charity.
Okay, I got a challenge to you and to Kevin and Alex and Steve and Leon Francis and Chris Berg. I will bet $1,000 that I will donate to the Great Plains Food Bank for each one of you. And I will also, if you don't want to do the $1,000, you can do 48 hours of community service locally. And I got some good charities picked out. that about as far as the election fraud. You all claim.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, there you go. Sounds like we might have a deal. I don't know what the deal is, but I only have a half a minute for Ken Busick, so I want to let him finish any thoughts he has. Anything else you want to tell the audience today?
You know, what I find out, you know, I think a lot of people, they're having a good year. There's a lot of changes. There's a lot of opportunity out there from a business perspective, from a tax perspective. So, you know, talk to your people, talk to your financial people, your banker, your accountants, your lawyers, just to help out your situations because there's a lot of moving parts.
How do people get a hold of you?
I'm at 701-356-7867, 301, or 701-356-7867. If you have some questions and if I can't answer, we'll send you in the right direction.
I will tell you that Kent has been invaluable to our family. I met him through Brent Sanford. I knew him, I guess, before that, but you and Brent go way back, our lieutenant governor.
We go way back. Yes, we do.
And he said, he's my text man. I said, well, then he should be mine, too. And it's been a wonderful experience because they're just things we just didn't pay attention to every year. We just kind of went through the motions, and Ken doesn't put anybody through the motions. It's sit down, have a conversation, and find the right approach.
Well, part of the process is we meet a number of times a year. We just happen to see each other. So
there you go. Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of Giant Seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1 liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus, great daily specials like fresh baked muffins for 99 cents. 2 fresh baked cookies. Buy them, get one free, buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at Pipers. So Andy Murnick was telling me that he's out there in beautiful Bowman. They have an incredible lineup of farm retirement and estate auctions from Steele to Fargo, from Bismarck to Bowman, from Norwich to Region, from Kenmare to Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, Sioux Falls and Worthing, South Dakota. farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, coins, toy tractors, guns, and more. And the advertising deadlines are almost here on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. So you got to contact the Piper's auctioneers for more info there. Full inventory and equipment details available at Piper's.com. Open phone time, whatever is on your mind. We're going to let DJ and Moorhead finish his challenge here on election integrity. But infrastructure we talked about earlier, and literally anything on your mind, tell me. We're going to meet the folks from Sanford Foundation Development here that are folks that are today getting us pumped up to give some dollars to a great cause. Sanford Children's Hospital, every Blizzard you buy at the Moorhead or at the Crookston Dairy Queen today, the proceeds all go to the Children's Miracle Network and helping kids at Sanford Hospital. Kids here right now. They're looking at the menu. What do I get? What do I get they're looking at right now? They're saying, is it this blizzard or is it that blizzard? Exactly right. So, anyway, call us now. 800-228-0550. DJ first, then Todd. DJ and Moorhead, you're up and what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yes, I want to say that. I would challenge each of you to $1,000 plus 48 hours of service.
Got that. Okay. Yep.
Now,
what's the challenge?
$1,000 and they want to do the 48 hours.
You explained that already, DJ. You explained that already.
Now,
tell me what the bet is, what the challenge is. Election integrity.
Yes. Now, I will say that Donald Trump won. If you guys can prove claims that you guys have made that Donald Trump said in Georgia that 5,000 dead voters voted when he had his call with Secretary of State Ken Raffensperger. Okay, if you can verify that, show me 5,000 people that voted in Georgia. Plus, he said 12,000 people voted that were from out of state. Now, if you can do those, and if you also do one more, the 40,000 people that you guys have claimed have voted twice in Nevada. If you guys can prove that, I will concede and you guys will win. Now,
right. I got a place we should do it. We should go down to the Sioux Falls, South Dakota Cyber Symposium and just listen to all the evidence and then take it from there.
Here's the deal. Mike Lindell is a class B con artist. He said that Donald Trump got nearly 81 million votes. And he's three different times he said Joe Biden's got 64 million, then 66 million, then 68 million. Well, that's a difference of 23 million difference in votes. Okay, now the five states that Donald Trump lost in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia,
yeah,
Arizona, and Wisconsin, the total
right
vote count for all those five states was 23,800,161 votes. So he would have had to win all of those votes. All of those votes would have had to change for Donald Trump for him to win those states. Now, that is cold, hard facts. On January 4th, Mike Lindell was on Fox News.
I'm going to pause DJ right now because I don't have time to hear his entire script. And he's obviously got a script, which we don't like scripted callers because we know the game. How about the bet is this? If there was cheating, we win. If there wasn't cheating, you win. How about that, DJ?
Put it this way. Were the people that cheated in Arizona, that they prosecuted four people?
I'm trying to make this simple, dude. If there was cheating in the election, we win. And you go give money to the Great Plains Food Bank. And if there wasn't cheating, then we have to pay up. How about that?
Yes. How about...
Okay, good. He said yes. You said yes. Did I hear you say yes, DJ? Did I hear you say yes?
Just prove that. Or the 40,000 people, like you said.
That's cheating, so it's all the same thing.
DJ, we're talking about semantics here. Raffensperger, by the way, has called for the firing of the Fulton County election officials in Atlanta, so... You know,
he realizes they were cheating.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the symposium. I'm looking forward to legislators and secretaries of state and all these people being there. People like DJ that wrap themselves around their axle and foam at the mouth of this stuff. Go listen to the experts. And there's white hat hackers. people that do this for a living that have said this. Let me ask you this, DJ, one last question. Have you watched Absolute Proof, Absolute Interference, the Lindell TV documentaries on this with subject matter experts? It's not Mike Lindell saying it, it's not Donald Trump saying it. Have you watched those?
It's all a con. It's all a con. But here's the
deal. Have you watched those? One more time, DJ, you get to talk after you answer the question. Have you watched this? You said all of it's a con. You can't say that unless you've watched it. Yes or no, have you watched it?
I've seen a little bit of it online, yes.
All right, a little bit of it is not the same. Watch those and call us back anytime. And try to not change your name all the time. It's not DJ in Moorhead, it's Dennis in Moorhead. Just tell us your name. It's fine. We welcome everybody on. I've given you 8 minutes of the show. Very valuable time. I'm up for the bet. Come to Sioux Falls. And we'll settle this in August. 10th, 11th, 12th, call your legislator. Call your member of Congress. Are they sending staff? Are they going to be there? Is Al Jager going to be there? Is Sean Riley, the IT guru of North Dakota, going to be there? Tim and Colm, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Tim.
Hello. Yes, in honor of President Biden being an 18-wheeler semi-truck driver, I was wondering if you could play the song Alabama, or the group Alabama, and the song Roll On.
Absolutely.
Kevin, can you handle that? Okay.
Absolutely.
Tim, we're in it, and I love truckers, man. We are lost without truckers. They make our economy go with COVID or without COVID. Todd.
Here comes Joe. There he is. He's blowing the horn right now.
He's blowing the horn. Todd and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Todd. Why don't I hear Todd? They told me Todd was on hold, ready to talk.
Looks like he dropped.
Oh, he did.
Yep.
Todd and Minot dropped.
Call back, Todd.
All right. Todd and Minot, you call back. Let me get to some of these texts in the minute or so I have before our next break. We're going to talk with the folks from Sanford coming up and the Moorhead Dairy Queen folks about this great history at Children's Miracle Network Day today. What's on Scott's mind? You cut that guy off. This is the kind of fuel that gives great entertainment. Thanks, Scott. All right. Look, you got to sometimes just say pause. I was trying to cut him off. I think we gave him a lot more time than we probably should have. So I'm glad you were entertained. I'm not anti-vax. I'm curious. A few days back, you had a guest from Sanford on, if I heard correctly, stated they had 3 per 1,000 reactions to the COVID vaccine. Could you confirm this? Well, you do the math, but 0.03% reactions was the number I heard from Mike LeBeau, president of Sanford Health, Bismarck, Western Division, and I have a column about that this weekend. Stinks if you're in the 0.03%. I get it, but I think that's something that is worthy of the risk if you choose to do it. It's your decision, not mine. I got a Dilly Bar vote. I got a Buster Bar vote. Let's see here. Texture says, I'm currently outside working, and the smoke is so bad it feels like there's a fire close by. It feels like I'm right next to a bonfire. It does. You're right. I'm doing it, too, in Moorhead. Can't even see the sun. There's a haze. You're right. And I don't think this is healthy either for us. It's not the most healthy thing. But it is a product of the very dry times we have. Record drought. Worst of the worst. Never been like this. So don't forget our farmers and ranchers.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet fruit can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota sweet fruit. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Senate has voted to begin work on a nearly $1 trillion national infrastructure plan, acting with sudden speed after weeks of fits and starts once the White House and a bipartisan group of senators agreed on major provisions of the package.
To celebrate not only a long overdue, much needed investment in our infrastructure, an investment that administration after administration has called for, but that has not been delivered to the American people, but also to celebrate bipartisanship.
Japanese officials sounded the alarm Thursday as Tokyo reported record-breaking coronavirus cases for the third straight day, with the Olympics well underway. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. You know, they've been at what they do for over 100 years. In fact, they're long past their 100-year anniversary. Started with a little plumber. They became, I need HVAC here. I need some ventilation. And now household names in manufacturing trust them and say, you take care of everything. You do the maintenance. You do everything. And so they do a lot. What I want you to know today is that you can't open a newspaper, you can't turn on a television newscast or listen to the radio and not hear something about COVID. Now the new variants of COVID, which I would just tell you is nothing new. But there's viruses and mold spores and pathogens in the air always, forever, long before you heard about COVID. The research I've seen have said if you get good ventilation, that's your best chance at zapping COVID or any other bad stuff. So viruses, mold spores, bacteria, this product that from H.A. Thompson & Son will kill it, okay? And it installs very easily into your existing HVAC equipment, okay, your furnace basically. Homes or businesses, they've been trusted by so many people, hundreds of thousands of customers over the years throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota since 1908. H.A. Thompson & Sons, when you call or go to their website, IAQ is what you're asking about. Tell me about these IAQ air cleaning products. 234-9889, 234-9889, or hatandsons.com. So Todd Minot is back before we talk to Hillary from Sanford. But first, Todd and Minot. I know a Todd, but he's from Bismarck. Who's Todd from Minot anyway? Todd, take it away.
I'm from, well, it's kind of like you, Scott. You know, we're from wherever we are at that given moment. And by the way, I'd like to dedicate Convoy to Joe Biden. Are we taking requests?
There you go. You got one more bumper. And hopefully the convoy is from Washington, D.C. to Delaware, so we never have to deal with, never mind, yes. That's a good song. So you're at the state fair.
Yes. By the way, I want to know the trucker who would actually let Joe Biden drive their 18-wheeler, but we were just having chocolate fantasy. Nick Wagner's here. What's chocolate fantasy? What's in that?
It's just basically a slushy mix, and you mix it with cream cheese, Philadelphia cream cheese, and
cool. This is why they put fantasy on the label, because it does taste like fantasy, but you start asking questions like that, Wagner's Wagon, one of my favorite stops. We're going to be at the Bacon Bunker a little bit later on for K-Fire listeners in the cafe with Daryl and his Raising Pigs. We did a nice little tribute to the now almost retired Terry Steinwand that gave us fish yesterday. That was a lot of fun. And it's a perfect day in the neighborhood. Come to the fair.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Come to the fair, and the Bacon Bunker is where I left off there. Once you said Bacon Bunker, I didn't hear anything else because I want to be at the Bacon Bunker. Thankfully, I'm at the at the Dairy Queen in Moorhead today selling blizzards, every penny of which goes to Sanford and the Children's Hospital there and the Children's Miracle Network. So we're going to talk about that next. So my sweet tooth will be satisfied at my mini little fair here in Moorhead or in Crookston at the Dairy Queen, Todd. But go get them. Have a blast day. What are you wearing? So people can find you. Anyway, what are you wearing?
Oh, now he did drop.
Well, maybe I shouldn't be asking my broadcast partner what he's wearing. That sounds a little weird anyway. But anyway, we're back live at the Dairy Queen in Moorhead today, and Hillary Mork is here. Hillary Mork from the Sanford Foundation. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us today.
Nice to have you, and nice to be out here.
Yes.
Glad to have you on the program. The Children's Miracle Network and Sanford Children's Hospital is a worthy cause. Tell us a little bit about where these dollars go.
Sure. Well, Dairy Queen is our national partner with Children's Miracle Network, and Miracle Treat Day is really their signature event that raises hundreds of thousands of dollars across the United States for member Children's Miracle Network hospitals. So Fargo, Sanford Children's Fargo is our only CMN hospital for the entire region. And
serving young kids from all over. Five-state area, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, they're coming from everywhere.
You know, and this is an event that continues to grow and grow. And the National Day, so we're celebrating early today,
right,
as the National Day is at the end of October. But Dairy Queen here in Moorhead and Crookston, they're closed by that time. And they still wanted to give back. You know, last year we weren't able to have this day because of COVID. And they said, hey, we can't go 2 years in a row. So they still wanted to participate, and that's why they're celebrating early today. So we're so grateful. It's amazing the amount of money that is raised by blizzard sales.
Is that right, huh?
Over $100,000 cumulatively with all of our locations, which we have about 50 different Dairy Queens across you know, our entire region. And it's really from, I'd say, Williston all the way up to Thief River Falls and down to Fergus Falls and Wahpeton. That's really our territory, if you will. And we are so grateful for the amazing community and the support that we receive, both from our partners and us, as well as the customers.
How are these dollars used?
They are used for special equipment. Right here I have a little diaper, Scott, as you can see.
Oh, my goodness.
What, 2 inches long?
Oh, my goodness.
So we have babies that are in our neonatal intensive care unit that are born very, very premature and tiny, and we need very specialized equipment. So.
And what you do is have less expense for these families that are going through this terrible time, right?
Right? It's really to keep, you know, care close to home. So it's with that equipment that we can care for these babies that are born so early and tiny. It pays for special programs. We have a music therapist up in Children's Hospital. We have child life specialists. We have a hospital teacher. All of these special programs are necessary for the well-being of these kids, and they are funded through Children's Miracle Network, and because of that, they are free to our families.
This looks like about a Band-Aid size.
Yeah.
Right? So imagine a diaper that's the size of a Band-Aid, and that's a baby so little. Now, you know, what kind of, are we talking a pound? Are we talking 2 pounds?
I'd say about a 1 pound, but it might be a little bit big for even a 1 pound preemie. So we do have some babies that are born even under a pound.
Are you kidding me?
So, you know, if a child's born about a pound, they're about the size of your, you know, can fit in the palm of your hand in a sense. They're that tiny. And
what is the chances that child will go to be have a normal childhood and grow up and be eight pounds eventually?
Children are so resilient, and it's amazing with the technology and the skills that we have with our amazing medical team up at Sanford Children's how well these babies do.
I ran into a fella in the airport, I'm trying to remember where it was, I guess it was in Dallas, and his son was a doctor here with little babies.
Neonatal.
They told me that he is like in demand. You know,
sure.
He goes to a bunch of different places with a whole team. They fly him anywhere.
Yeah.
And this is a really, really specialized area. area, and we're getting better at it every day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
he was a Sanford doc, by the way.
It's about five times more expensive to care for a child than an adult. So if you think of, we have these babies that are born this tiny all the way up to teenagers that are adult size. We need that special equipment that fits all different sizes and all different needs. And really every single child and family that comes through the door at Sanford Children's here in Fargo benefits from Children's Miracle Network just because we use it for the greatest need. But we've been a member for so many years, and a lot of that equipment as well as our programs are, you know, have been made possible because of the generosity of our community.
It's so amazing. It really is. And just think about, you know, the beauty of life and a little child and what that means to, you know, their parents, and to have all that wonder about what that child's going to be and then run into a complication. You know, my mom lost a son and a daughter before I was born, and that stays with you the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Stays with you the rest of your life. You always think about it. In our case, John and Jennifer. Jennifer was the oldest, then John, then came Scott, and she had a lot of complications with me and was on bed rest, and so I was this little baby that was a miracle, but that was back in 1964, right?
Sure.
A long time ago when you just didn't have what we have today.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, it was at one of the hospitals in Sioux Falls, and of course, it now is Sanford Hospital. You know, this is so wonderful, the medical innovation and everything else, and I also know the expense that comes with this, because this is extraordinary care, so that's where we can all help today, by simply buying a Blizzard.
Yes, so, you know, when you treat yourself, you're helping many, many families that are currently up in the Children's Hospital.
And tell me this, do you do this with other places? Like if I had a really good hamburger and I said, you know what, all the hamburgers today you buy are going to go to Sanford Children's Miracle Network in the hospitals.
We definitely can make something happen. Yes, absolutely. We have
really
other partners.
Every restaurant should do this. Some version of it. Pick a day.
Yeah,
and, you know.
They can definitely choose what they'd like to do. We do have some other local partners that do some amazing things for us as well. So, yeah.
And regardless of whether somebody comes to the Dairy Queen in Moorhead or Crookston today and buys a Blizzard that all goes to this effort, there's other ways to help, other things you can do. People within the sound of my voice have resources that they want to give to things. They might not know that you can put a diaper on a one-pound baby, right? And actually see the diaper that I just saw.
Yeah.
So how can they help?
Well, you know, you can make an online donation. We have sanfordhealthfoundation.org if that's something you're interested in doing. But also, you know, save the date for October 28th. And there's Dairy Queens all across the state that will be participating at the end of October as well.
So we're just giving you a little taste of the Children's Miracle Network ability to help today. And everybody that buys a Blizzard, they go up on with their name saying thank you. And that list is growing right now. It's on the back door. It's on the side. It's kind of fun. But yeah, sanfordhealthfoundation.org.
Yes.
And can I go there and say, okay, here's $1,000, but I want it to go to the Sanford Children's Hospital, the children's, do I get a choice?
Yes, you can designate where you'd like your gift to go.
And that is, again, a 501c3 donation, I assume?
Absolutely, yep.
Charitable gift.
Yes,
so
we are a nonprofit. So.
Yeah, you're getting the tax treatment and all that, and wonderful.
Yes, yes.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
You know, it's a little break in the weather. It's been a nice treat for all of us, but it's going to be a great day to come on out and, you know, maybe try a new type of Blizzard that you haven't tried before. It's a good time to do that.
I'm thinking drumstick with peanuts.
Hey, that looks delicious.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. The Thin Mint Girl Scout one, too, not bad. I'm really having trouble. I did ask the listeners earlier, Dilly Bar or Buster Bar, and it's pretty even. What would you say?
I think I'd have to go Dilly Bar.
Would you?
Yeah.
I like the Dilly Bar, too.
I'd go Blizzard.
Yeah. Today you got to go Blizzard. I'm just saying, in addition, buy a box of Dilly Bars, buy a box of Buster Bars, bring them back to the office.
I like Butterscotch. The Butterscotch Dilly Bars are pretty fantastic.
3 out of 4 times I have a Dilly Bar, that's what I have. They invented the Dilly Bar here, so this is why you want to be here, folks, today at Sanford Health Children's Miracle Day. By the way, if you come by here, I have some free stuff. I have a MyPillow. I'll be here till 11:30 today. MyPillow, there's slippers, there's one of our hats. AM 1100 The Flag hat. It's a Carhartt hat, too, so it's darn nice. And that's just for coming by and saying hi. We have copies of my book and other books here if you want one of those. My friends from WDAY, Paul Bougie and Janae White over there, they have WDAY mugs. Just ask for one, and they're yours free. We're having some fun today. We really want to do this to help the kids in Children's hospitals. Sanford Children's Miracle Network is the place we're doing this for today, because if I'm in Bismarck, if I'm in Watford City, if I'm in eastern Montana, if I'm in northwest Minnesota, I come to the Sanford Children's Hospital in Fargo, correct?
Yes, if you need that specialty care, that's where the specialists are. And we do see kids from all across, from the Montana border all the way up to Canada and over to Lake of the Woods. And
thanks, Hillary.
Thank you.
Appreciate it so much. We'll talk to the main man from the Moorhead DQ when we come
back. Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee, so you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. They have got inventory right now, and you got to check out the first ever AT4 lineup. Premium and capable from GMC. There's great money in the purchase allowance and 0% dollars coming out of some of the Buick SUV models. I'll tell you, free money's free money. And, of course, your warranty lasts a lifetime. Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Call them at 701-214-6372, online at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
All right, Troy, tell me your last name again.
DeLeon.
DeLeon.
Yes.
Great name. The owner of the Moorhead Dairy Queen, who is walking in the footsteps of iconic Dairy Queen owners that actually came up with the idea for the Dilly Bar.
Yes.
Is that right? That owned this Dairy Queen?
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
Did you know them?
Bob and Phyllis?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you?
We got to know them quite well, yes.
Did you buy from them?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We're the second owners.
Second owners of this place.
And it's 72 years old.
Unbelievable. And the first Dairy Queen in the metro area?
There was one in Island Park. But I don't know whatever happened and how long it lasted.
It's not there now.
No.
How big a day is this day when you partner up with Sanford Children's Hospital and the Children's Miracle Network, and every penny of every blizzard goes to them? How big a deal is this in your world?
It's a huge day for us. Just to get all the people down here and get them buying blizzards so that we can donate as much money as possible.
And, you know, today ended up a little cooler than we've had.
Yes.
I think hot weather is probably just an automatic. When it's hot, I got to go to DQ. Yeah. I got to go to DQ. So you might not be thinking this weather-wise, but by golly, get in here and get a blizzard today because you're helping so many great causes. Do you have a goal today on how much you want to raise?
Not necessarily much as far as money, but as far as number of blizzards, we kind of go by. We've already done quite a bit. We do a pre-sale, and we've done a little over 4,000 blizzards so far, and that equals out to be probably close to about $20,000. And then between today, we just want to really push it today to work it out good. And then we have coin jars for people that have extra change to put in the coin jar. And then we're doing the miracle balloons that you see around the store,
we sold
those, and that was there's $1,500 there, so that's $1,500 that we're donating. And then some people gave extra, so it's a little bit more than that.
What would be like the best ever day?
Oh, best ever
for your Moorhead Dairy Queen.
Overall, the highest day we've had so far is 38,000.
So let's beat that today.
That would be fantastic.
Let's beat that today at the Moorhead Dairy Queen. And you're doing it alone because it's been in October,
yes.
And you guys were not open 2 Octobers ago, right?
Yeah. Traditionally it's the last Thursday of July.
Okay.
And this year, with everything that's been going on, corporate moved it to end of October, and it's like,
sorry.
You know, yeah.
We want to do it now. You're not open
exactly,
in October.
That's exactly right. Well, we are. We go through the end of October, but we're trying to get rid of things at that time.
Oh, sure.
Not banking up for this day because it's such a big day. The inventory that we have to have is incredible.
What does a Dairy Queen owner do November, December, January, February, March until it warms up?
Plan for the next year.
Do you really?
do you
go to a beach somewhere and relax a little?
No, we try to travel a little bit.
Last
year we didn't, you know, with everything going on, but typically we try to travel. We have kids that live, one lives in Illinois, she used to live in Mississippi, and we'd go down there and see her for a little bit and stuff, and we'll go see the kids and travel around a little bit. So,
what's it like to own a Dairy Queen?
Well, this particular one is pretty cool. Because of the history and everything that it's involved with as far as the communities of Fargo-Moorhead. The community really comes out to support events like this quite enormously, and it's a lot of fun to see everybody. And then just being around this community with the people, it just makes it that much more unusual as an owner. And then we work here also, so we get to enjoy seeing all these people and coming out on the patio and seeing a full patio, and it's exciting.
You have a great patio. You have huge umbrellas.
Yes.
It's a fun place to sit down. We've welcomed people sitting with us today, having their blizzard, and you know there's a lot of fun things going on here, so it's really, really cool. If you have to pick and reach for one thing, and the choices are a Buster Bar or a Dilly Bar, what do you pick?
Oh, jeez.
I'm asking you for your favorite kid here, I know. But this is the iconic Dilly Bar place, yeah. And I'm a Buster Bar guy, but I love them both. What do you go for?
Oh.
Flip a coin?
I would say it depends upon this. If I have a little more time to eat the Buster Bar, I'd choose a Buster Bar. Yeah. If it's something that's a little quicker, then I'd go Dilly Bar.
There, right answer.
There we go.
Very political. You have a future in politics. How about the Blizzard? What's the best Blizzard, do you believe?
Oh. Well, the most popular, I'll go that way, is probably a Cookie Dough and Oreo because they've been around the longest.
Yeah.
My favorite is what they call a chocolate extreme, which is
really good.
Chocolate chunks, chocolate brownie pieces, and then cocoa fudge. And cocoa fudge on anything, in my mind, is fantastic.
Precisely. The upside-down Royal Blizzard, too?
Yes.
Or you do that with all the Blizzards, you say? Hey.
We don't necessarily here because we put toppings on the top of our Blizzards,
sure.
So we don't want those.
But I love the Royal Blizzards with the fudge inside,
yes,
too. They're
yes,
good.
Yes.
And I'm going the drumstick today with peanuts.
Those are really good. The peanuts are really good.
Yeah.
Chopped peanuts.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So
yes.
Find your way to a Dairy Queen in Moorhead today, folks. If you're off I-94, just come on 75 and go north, and you'll find it.
That's right. You can't miss
the big, giant umbrellas. For folks in and around the Moorhead, Fargo, West Fargo area, 8th Street and Main Avenue in Moorhead,
yes.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. We appreciate you coming out.
Enjoyed it a great deal. Troy, the owner here, the iconic Moorhead Dairy Queen, the place today. They're doing it in Crookston as well. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. Tomorrow, a special infrastructure town hall all about this new deal in Congress. Senator Kevin Cramer joins us. Don't go away.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land, including 100 acres in Wells County, North Dakota, and some special auctions, farm equipment, stationary engines, and tools at our steel office at Piper's Auction Center of North America. And don't forget, over 200 lots of coins to be sold in Fargo, North Dakota. Log on to Pipers.com or call us 877-700-4099.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.